I cannot stop laughing.
Y'all are in for a treat. Oh my goodness.
We just interviewed our moms. Happy Mother's Day week, everybody, or next week or something. Mother's Day to come this weekend. And so we had this great idea. We're going to interview both of our moms, just have them on for you guys. And I mean, Kathy, who listens to the show, hi, Kathy, we love you. I mean, she's hilarious. And she's like, I even put in my hearing aid so I could hear you.
No, she didn't. She didn't. She's like, I can still hear you and I don't have in my hearing aids. And I was like, okay, well, let's just try with no hearing aids. I feel like that's a risky move, but whatevs.
Dorothy can't, like, she can't make Chrome work. And then, so she's texting me, trying to get on. And then we asked Dorothy, like, what's the name of the show anyway? She's like, I have no idea. She's never listened to this show. She's like,
it's going to be good. Hilarious. Y'all are in for a treat. And
you are.
Yeah. So we're going to share those now. What do you think?
We're going to share those now to kick off Mother's Day. Here's our mothers. Kathy is Heather's and Dorothy is mine.
Okay. Well, I just love being here with my daughter and my best friend now, Cynthia, because I laugh at her more than I thought. My sons were the funniest people I knew, but now I know it's Cynthia.
Did you notice? Aww. Not her daughter. Not her daughter.
Kathy.
No, you know what? Much, Heather's my voice of reason. When I need a voice of reason, that's who I call.
Mine too.
And mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm
trying.
Yeah. She's always been the voice of reason.
Well,
yeah. So. You listen to the show and you're even a super tracker. Is that right?
I am a super tracker. It does get a little risque every once in a while, but it's hilarious.
Usually your daughter, right?
Usually.
A lot of times it's you when you have no idea what you're saying.
Accidents, just accidents. Those have been all edited out.
Don't worry, Kathy. I had an existential crisis and we've got that handled now. So, hey, Heather, can we ask your mom our slang?
Yeah. Mom, we thought, you know, we sent you some questions ahead of time for this Mother's Day special, but we also just thought it'd be fun since you were born in the 1900s.
The mid 1900s.
That it might be fun. I know you are pretty hip and you like to hang on Instagram and you are all over that. But we're curious if you know some slang terms that our boys and kids are using.
I know I do not, because they change almost. Remember, I work with children.
Oh, yeah.
I work with fourth grade girls and I work with children who are kindergarten through fifth grade. And they try and use the slang that the older kids are using. And the teachers are going, okay, why are they saying 6'9", 6'9"?
6'7".
6'7", or whatever.
6'9", you heard it first here. That's what we're
going whatever with. Whatever it is.
That was and perfect.
I
that's
said,
exactly
I have
what we
no
want.
Idea.
Okay, so I'm going to throw one at you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. No cap. What do you think that means? And can you use it in a sentence?
No cap. There's no cap to how much Heather can get done in a day.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What
and
do you
that's,
think
you know what? That's a good guess. Kathy, it's horribly wrong. But that was such a good guess. And we're proud of you for trying, 6'9". And by the way, don't do that with the kids, any of those. Okay. What about this one? Riz. What's Riz? Any idea? It's R-I-Z-Z.
It's someone who's on top of it. They're really right on.
That's not it's as not, bad as it could be.
It's close. Riz, it's close.
Yeah, that's close. We'll tell you at the end. Okay.
And last
give
one.
Give her the last one.
Low-key bots.
Low-key bot?
Bots, yeah.
Mm-hmm. B-O-T?
Mm-hmm. Low-key bot or bots, if you have plural.
Okay. I wonder if that's referring to like robots or something. But anyway, low-key bot. Playing it cool. I don't know.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Kathy. So we'll just give you the real quick. No cap means like no lie, right, Heather?
Cap means you're lying. No cap means you're not lying.
Like that's the truth. No cap. And then Riz is like if you got that cool factor.
It's
like
charisma.
Yeah. Okay. And low-key bots is when, like, if a bunch of sorority girls all look the same, the kids will say, like, they're low-key bots. They're all like, and so you were right on robots. So there you go.
Yes. Sort of like Stepford Wives. They're the Stepford Wives of the sorority. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So we have questions for you.
And you even know what the Stepford Wives are. That was an old, old film.
I totally know what that is.
I know what that is.
Okay.
We've got it. Yeah. What's a problem?
The unfortunate thing is that I don't even have our questions. Are they in the email we sent? Is that right, Heather? This is how on top of we are, Kathy.
I'll find it. Okay. I got it. Here's your first question. What was something we did as kids, and you could say me and my, so Cynthia, I don't know if you remember, I have a sister who was 16 when I was born, a brother that was 11 when I was born, and then a younger brother, Adam. And okay. So it's like my mom had two sets of kids. Like she mm-hmm. was young, fun, yeah. full of and life. Then and then yeah. she had me and she was like, I'm going to be super mom. And she homeschooled us and made pasta and did all this crazy stuff. So yeah. what was something we did as kids that you were sure meant we wouldn't turn out? We'd never turn out.
I, quite frankly, as your grandma said about you, is there anything this girl cannot do? I mean, literally, she would watch her perform ballet. She'd watch her do synchronized swimming. She'd watch her play tennis when she hadn't even learned how to play tennis. I mean, she was going, is there anything this girl cannot do? And, you know, I really didn't even think. Adam had some learning differences when he was young, but he was brilliant. Like Heather kept saying, Mom, I think he's smarter than I am. And so I really can't say that. I will say with the other two, there was one of the siblings who...
Andrea listens to this, so, you know.
Yeah. And she'll know there was one sibling that was a liar. And part of it
was... I was a liar, too.
Yeah, and Heather was a liar also, but she didn't get caught about it. She'd just get her brother in trouble. And I didn't figure that out until they were older. And she would take advantage of her poor little brother who was always getting spanked for something she had been responsible for. So I would say that my one sibling that I was concerned about whether he would turn out, again, middle child syndrome, you know, couldn't keep up with the oldest. I mean, just so many things happened, but he was a liar and he got punished a lot. And we wondered, and he hung out with guys in a Christian school that we made him leave the Christian school because they were not good influence. So longer answer than you want, but there's always going to be one that marches to a beat of a different drummer. That would probably have been Adam. But,
oh my gosh.
But
yes,
the one that I was most concerned about was the one that just sort of never seemed to get a break. And so because of it, he lied a lot.
I like, Kathy, that we're in I love your old school parenting because we're in the era of gentle parenting. Oh, I mean, Heather and I are not, but like, you're like, he's a liar. Today we'd be like, you know what? They're truth challenged and we're going to love them. I mean, you know, they're going to have this whole thing. And so, okay, here's the next one. What's something you told your kids that was totally made up, like totally not true?
You can admit it.
You know what? I was really stumped on that one. And the only thing I could think about that they heard me tell, and then they've heard me tell the story, is for the first few years I was married to John. John is part Jewish. And when he found that out, I said, our whole family were Germans. We persecuted. Some of them were generals and killed the Jews. So poor John for years believed that. And so... the kids heard that, and I finally had to tell them, you know, no, that's a lie. We were Germans. We could have been a part of that, but we were the Lambert family tended to be very Christian, not necessarily all of them born again, but Christian, very religious, and supportive of the Jews, so...
Talk about, no wonder Heather's always in her life group and counseling or whatever she does. I mean, she's like, you were part of the Holocaust, Heather.
We're mean.
It's
we're
why you have mean. A lot of internal conflict. There's like a lot of.
Yeah. I mean, literally, we would sit around the dinner table And most people sit around the dinner table and what was your day like? We would be arguing major issues. Were we not, Heather?
My dad was in politics and my mom was in debate.
It wasn't like, okay,
you ready, Mom?
Yeah.
If you could go back and give your 30-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be? And would you have listened to yourself?
First of all, no. I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't
I
wouldn't. Have yeah.
But, okay, I'm trying to look. Let go and let God. Mm-hmm. I am a major control freak. Heather knows that. I want everything the way I want it. And even though my husband and I just really spent a lot of time listening to people like Henry Brandt, who is an old name from Dallas Theological Seminary, and he used to have tapes on parenting. And we would try and follow that, and we would try and follow some of the other things, but let go and let God. And even though I prayed for my kids, learning to pray God's word for my children, learning to pray for my kids rather than trying to control my kids. And lastly, to do for my kids, I wish I had prayed more for myself, for my spiritual development.
It's good, Kathy.
You know, it's something I have learned later in life, actually through one of Heather's friends. I got to think of her name. I never can remember her name. She wrote a book
it's
on
Cynthia.
Satan. It was Cynthia. Had a big impact on my life. But I taught her book in Costa Rica, and it talked about fighting the devil and prayer.
Priscilla Schreier.
Yeah,
her book on Satan, it had prayer cards at the back.
Yeah.
And she encourages you to pray for yourself, for spiritual growth and for protection from Satan. It was really a big change. Even though I'd been a prayer warrior all my life, God called me to prayer as a new Christian, which most people aren't. I had the gift of evangelism and the gift of being called to prayer. So I spent a lot of time praying, usually about an hour a day, which is really unusual for a young person. Yeah. But that was something God called me to. And my friends could see my change. I was so obnoxious, it wasn't that obvious, but my friends who knew me closely could see how prayer changed me. So prayer changes each of us because we're spending more time with the one who's holy. So,
anyway. Especially with your background. Now, knowing what we know about your background, boy, did y'all need it. We had a lot going on over there.
About the Holocaust again.
I was back to the Holocaust. Sorry, Kathy.
Well, I think it leads in perfectly to the next question. You want to ask it?
Well, what is something you prayed for? And looking back, man, are you glad you didn't get it? Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Heather.
So good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Are you excited to be here, Mom?
Say the truth.
Honest? I think you invited the wrong mom.
Why?
Because I'm not funny.
Yes, she is.
And you girls are hilarious, and I'm not. But anyway, yes, I'm glad to be here.
How many times have you listened to the show? Actually, Mom, what's the name of the show?
See, you are funny.
See, Doc?
What is the name of the show? Let me see. That's not in my notes.
Sidetracked. Have you ever listened to the show, Mom?
I have seen all of the ads and commercials and all that about it.
Okay. Well, that's, listen.
Do you listen to other podcasts? Do you have a favorite podcast?
Yes, I do listen to my daughter's.
She listens to Mesmerized.
Okay.
But
I was like, who's your daughter?
In her
Priscilla Schreier, because she's famous.
Yes, exactly.
In her defense, I have a lot of podcasts. Who can listen to them?
I was like, which one?
Right?
Yeah, I do not have that much time, really.
I know, because you're busy taking care of JB all the time. So this one can go on her grown-up field trips. And
Mom, we're gonna give you some slang words.
Okay.
This wasn't in your notes. And you're going to tell us what they are. Here's the first one. No cap. Can you tell us what that means and use it in a sentence? It's kind of the words that the cool kids are using, like your grandkids. No cap.
No cap. I don't have a clue. On TV, on the weather, they say the cap is holding. That means, you know, that we're not going to, I don't have a clue what it means with young people.
Okay. So it's, so it, no cap is a weather term. Okay.
Can you use it in a sentence?
There is no cap this afternoon, so we're going to have strong storms.
Okay. Okay. Next one is Riz. What's Riz mean? R-I-Z-Z.
Riz? Riz? Means, let me see. Riz means really pretty attractive.
Not bad. That's good. Yeah.
That was good. It's, that was real close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's close.
Oh, okay.
We're going to tell you at the end.
What does it mean?
We're going to tell you at the end.
Okay. Okay.
Last one, low-key bots.
Bots. Yeah, low-key bots. Are those pants that you wear down your hips? I don't have a clue.
The low-riding pants.
Yeah, the low-riding.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Tell them what they mean, Heather. Tell her what they mean.
So cap, they're usually saying you're lying. So no cap means you're not lying.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like Cynthia's hilarious no cap. So yeah, that would be a sentence.
She's cap all the time.
Oh. And then,
okay, and then Riz is short for charisma. So you are really close.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then the last one, low-key bots, is like some, they might say it about people that all look the same. They're kind of like copy and paste. So they're like robots. They're like low-key, they're robots. So like low key is kind of a separate thing. Like you're kind of making an aside, like low key bots.
But if all the kids were wearing their pants really low, then you would have been right. They're low key bots with their low pants.
Well, they are. They're wearing them low. So see, I was right.
You were right. Okay. Okay.
You were right. Totally right.
Why can't they just speak English?
I know. Right. I know, Mom. I agree.
What? I bet you had some slang though, growing up in high school. What were some things you would say? Do you remember?
Oh, we just use words like cool and groovy and, you know, silly words like that.
Yeah, I bet there were words. I mean, we used to go like this, no duh. We would put our finger on our face and say no duh in response to parents that said something we thought was too obvious. That's rude.
And now these kids, they have all these things. Mom, did you notice, was it at Easter when my kids were doing this, shut up, Mom, and telling everybody to shut up during, did you catch that during Easter lunch?
No, I did not, or I would have said something.
She wanted to do that to you during this interview, and I thought that might be hurtful.
Shut up, Mom.
What were your kids saying shut up about at Easter?
Just like a little thing. It doesn't even matter.
It's a skit from a comedian that he'll be at dinner and he'll just all of a sudden go, shut up, Mom, which is like so ridiculous that you would get in so much trouble if you did that.
Oh yeah.
But he does it in the skit.
Because if my kids said that, it was the word, and one time my sister-in-law said that and all three of my kids said, Mom, she said it. She said it. She said the word. So
that's your S word.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We sent you some questions. Are you ready to answer a few?
Oh, of course. I have notes.
Oh, gravy. Notes.
How much time do we have?
Not that much. Assuredly. What's something we did as kids that you were sure meant we'd never turn out okay? By the way, everyone, I have twin brothers that are 5 years older than me, and then I'm the baby. And that explains a lot for everybody. Okay. Now you can answer the question.
Well, the question you said is, what did you do as a kid?
Well, yeah. I was okay.
Well, my first thought was, until you were like 6 or 7, you sucked your thumb and carried your blanket around.
Yes, I did.
And when I say blanket, I mean you pulled the blanket off of your full size bed. We could always tell where you were because of this trail of blanket. And finally, I cut it into 4 pieces, so it wouldn't be so big. But I just thought, will she ever, ever outgrow her thumb and her blanket?
No, is the answer.
Okay, that explains the tongue thrusting.
Okay. Heather claims I have a lisp, Mom. It's for another day.
Okay. But you are a blankie lover. I'm a blankie lover. I still sleep with my blankie, Dorothy.
Okay.
I still have my baby blankie that my mom got.
You have a therapist?
I have a therapist and I have a baby blankie. I absolutely love my blankie. It goes with me all over the world. And But Cynthia, where is, did your blankie have a name and where is it now?
Don't know.
Oh, it's in the trashy. Yeah, somewhere. No, it did not. No, but I mean, literally she took a blank. And then, you know, another thing that used to scare me about her when she was older in high school, she would make friends with the teachers so that she could, you know, make good grades.
Well, that makes sense.
And I told her when she went to Baylor, I said, Cynthia, you can't do that. You know, you're going to have to really work hard and everything. First semester, she, you know, makes friends with all of her professors and makes good grades. But now she did study hard.
No, I mean, I think that's the gift of a smaller school. Though I went to a small Christian school, and like you do get to know your professors and go over and make ice cream and watch. I went to
a huge high school. Like I graduated it was not Christian. Nor was it good.
But you said Baylor, not at Baylor.
Oh, at Baylor, yeah.
Well,
Baylor.
Yeah. When she got to Baylor, you know, then I said, Cynthia, you can't, you know, manipulate your professors and to make good grades. You know, you're going to.
So you were doing the manipulating at the big public school.
Right.
At the public school.
Oh, yes. That is impressive.
Yeah, when she got to Baylor. Mm-hmm. She also, you know, she calls one day and she says, well, I was over at my professor's, you know, getting some help with such and such. And I'm thinking, okay, well, there you go again. Right. You know, you're not going to always have those people around.
Yes, I will. That's why I have Heather.
Well, the gift that went awry maybe a little bit is that she's very good at relationships and like kind of making sure she stays on the right side of relationships. And so it sounds like she did that with her teachers. Like, are we good? Absolutely. Are we good? Yeah, we're good. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Here's the next question, Mom. What's something you told us as kids that, or me, whatever, but you told us as kids that you now admit was completely made up?
I never lied to you.
Oh boy.
Never.
Heather's mom's over here. Like, Heather could do anything. She was perfect. And my mom's like, I was so worried about her all the way through. She didn't lie. Lie now, Dorothy. Lie now. Okay, what did you lie about? Or stretch the...
Well, you know, the usual, but I don't want to say it out loud because there might be kids listening.
Yes, okay.
You know, so, you know, special holidays and that kind of thing. I guess the thing that comes to mind is, you know, you just mentioned that you have twin brothers. They're 5 years older than you are. And they loved to pick on you.
Aww.
And used to cry and get mad at them. And I used to say to them, when she's an adult, you're going to have to pay for her counseling visits because you've been so mean to her.
Yes.
Are they doing that? Have you helped?
I've never been to a counselor, but Lord knows I should.
They need to.
And they should be paying. No, but I mean, I've got the last word, right, Mom? I wrote about it.
Oh, yes.
And all in my books.
Mm-hmm. In your books, yes. You threw them under the bus.
Totally.
Totally.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they would have to pay the counseling bills. All right.
Yes.
Heather, you want to ask her the next one?
If you could go back and give your 30-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be? And would you have listened to yourself?
Wow. Lots of advice. You know, I think I would have said to myself, don't care so much about what other people think, particularly in parenting. You know, I had twin boys, and they were ADHD, and they were a handful. And, you know, first children, and good impression as a mom, you know, and all of that. And I think I cared too much about how other people perceived, you know, us as a family and me as a mother. And so I would back off of that and just enjoy them more rather than being concerned about what other people thought about how they were acting and what we were doing.
Yeah. Apparently you should have worried more about me and that blanket my thumb, but apparently that wasn't on the radar.
You were soothing yourself. You were soothing yourself. Would you have listened to your own advice? Like to care less? Because I know my husband would say that to me when we had little kids, like just care less. And I'm like, I can't. Like I didn't know how to care less.
Oh no, I wouldn't. I listen. I gave myself advice all the time and never listened
to
it.
Just didn't take it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have listened to it.
What's something you prayed for? And looking back, you're glad you didn't get it. Hey, Heather, we just talked about this, or we're about to talk about it, but kids are coming home from college.
Yeah.
Everybody wants food. I really am so thankful for Prep Dish because I am going to use those. In fact, I printed them out, or I've emailed them to my kids when they have been home, like spring break or whatever, been like, what sounds good, anyone? And like, people are like, hey, make this one or that one. So I'm thankful for Prep Dish this summer.
I mean, right now we can hear your cleaning lady vacuuming. It's good to
I'm
have
sorry,
other
everybody.
People do things for you. And why would you not have Prep Dish meal plan for you? Like, I'm telling you, the amount of time when I don't use Prep Dish where I am Googling what should I feed four teenage boys and like trying to sort through recipes that look good and then make the grocery list. It is so much easier when Allison sends me and I can click through gluten-free, paleo, low carb, super fast. This week, there's 5 weeks in April. I didn't know. She sent one and the options were smoky paprika chicken with roasted Parmesan fennel. Yes. I love fennel actually.
Yep.
Have you cooked with fennel? It's delicious.
No, but I love it.
And I also love, this is herbed lemon grilled pork chops with roasted green beans. Yes. Bison burgers with avocado and paprika, roasted cauliflower. Amen. Hallelujah. I love me some roasted cauliflower. If you want to check it out, you can try for 2 weeks for free if you go to prepdish.com/sidetracked. 2 weeks free, prepdish.com/sidetracked.
And we are thankful that they support us, and we would love you to support Prep Dish, and you will be glad you did. Happy summer. Okay, they are a trip. Aren't we glad they're not in the same city?
And they have so much more wisdom to share that we're going to put in Super Trackers because we are blessed to have moms who love Jesus and follow him on the daily and are just overflowing with wisdom and humility and grace. So you don't want to miss that if you want to be encouraged.
We asked them something they prayed for that they didn't get and they're glad. And we asked them their passages of scripture that are kind of carrying them right now.
Yeah.
And they are good and they're strong. And Heather and I may have had an outburst at some point that was pretty funny. Just ask us. So that's on Super Trackers. So listen in there for the rest of Dorothy and Kathy.
Oh, my stars. Well, what has been going on lately? I know we haven't recorded in a couple weeks for Sidetracked. So what you got to going on?
Well, I'll just start shallow. Do you guys realize it's the time of year where people are expecting you to show up in like shorts or like, you know, your shorter dresses or whatever. You've got all the, like, I've been at the weddings, the wedding showers, the graduations, and my legs are pasty white. I told y'all that it's been a dark abyss in Dallas and it continues to be. Mm-hmm. There's not sun to be shown in this city. And so I decided I had to pull out the spray tan. And I've told you the spray tanner that I used, I like, and I found it and I got it out. And so then I was getting ready and I was going to put on two layers the other day of it, like put it on, you know, once, let it dry.
Wait, which more. One was it? I'm going to write it
down. I can't remember. I'll put it, I'll link it again, everyone. It's fine.
Okay. Because there's nothing like a good self tanner. It's good.
Oh yeah. I like this one a lot. And so I sprayed it on my legs and my arms.
Do you use a mitt?
I do not. Okay. I don't care for that word.
What?
I don't know.
It's a myth that you put the foam on it and then you spread it around.
No, but my friend Brandy, shout out, she was telling me that that's what I need. Yeah. So I'm going to try that. But no, this is just like a spray. And so I sprayed it and I did it once. And I found one from last season and I was like, surely it's still good. I don't know, whatever. Okay, yeah. And so, because it's not cheap really. So then I was like, well, it feels this weird, but okay. So I do it again and I put on a heavy coating and I'm like, finally feeling I wash my hands real quick and I'm feeling my arms and I'm like, this is weird. Something's off. It's like my arm hair is crunchy. I didn't have my contacts in. I was using hairspray. I know.
And did it work?
I'll tell you what.
Is this a new hack?
I had a sheen like nobody has a sheen. I mean, yeah.
Those arm hairs were not, they were staying in place.
Oh, they didn't move. I don't know that they've moved since. What in heavens? It's just an aerosol spray. I'm like, okay, here we go. And I just put it all on like twice, two full, like one coat weight, two more coats, all hairspray. The end. That's what's happening over here. What about you?
And now you need hairspray.
Now my arm hairs have...
Now you're out of hairspray. Well, I can agree with your weather situation. It has been very dreary. It's reminding me of Indiana. This week we got all this warning about hail, which I'm not saying a bad word, actual ice falling from the sky. And my friend that lives in the St. Louis area, she showed me pictures of her husband's truck and like windshield smashed, giant dents, like baseballs hit his car, all over his car. So that same day that they got hit, we were told we should, you know, everything's coming, baseball size.
And if it's going to hit, trucks. It's going to hit at the McFadden's house with their cars.
Yeah. No so car. I made sure the two new cars were in the garage, Bruce's in Austin, of course. And I took my Yukon, which is super old, a billion miles on it. I took it outside. I put it under the tree. And I had the great idea to take old cushions from my lawn furniture. I put two on the windshield and I got a rope and I put it through the car. I put two on top to protect the,
wow.
What's the window called at the top? Sunroof?
Sunroof.
And I like did all this work. No hail.
Oh no.
Not even like kind of a light rainstorm.
Did you throw ice at it? Just like go to the freezer just to see if it would have worked? Well,
the dumb thing is the day before we're just like sitting at home and all of a sudden I look outside and there's like marbles falling from the sky. Get a phone call from my son and he's like, what do I do? What do I do? There's hail hitting my car. I can hear it like thump, thump, thump. Thump.
Yeah.
So hail prep, wrong day. You can't know. To me, hail happening when it's hot out is a Texas thing. I didn't know that happened until I moved here.
Oh, it happens. It happens. There's a car. This is turned down if you're small kids in the car, just in case. Okay, everyone. There's a car like around the corner we saw, and I was with my kids, and it had one of these huge blow up things. It looks like a huge tent around it, and I was like, what am I looking at? They're like, oh, it's a car condom. I was like, okay, we're going to probably not call it that. But anyway, that it like blows up and it looks like a huge tent over your car. And I thought, that's not a horrible idea.
No, that's a great idea. I think I'm going to put that on Amazon. I'm going to go get that because we just have too many cars and this is going to keep happening. No, that's fantastic.
And I just said car condom and everyone's now your feeds are trashed and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you for getting the cushions out and roping them on. That's ambitious.
I just felt it's a really good idea. I thought I was going to get blankets and then I'm like, wait, I have these old cushions. Mm-hmm. They will totally protect the car from ice bullets.
I got the car the other day. Yeah. Were you done with that? I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I totally had nothing else to say.
Okay. I was in my car the other day, actually, speaking of cars. And so Kate and Molly were in town this weekend for a wedding. And by the way, I'm going to plug, Kate and Molly were just on Mesmerized. If you haven't gone to listen, they are so good. And they talk about all the things they learned in college that weren't from class. So I'm going to plug that. Go listen to Mesmerized. They were so hilarious.
Do you think it would be good for a girl who's about to head off to college?
Yeah, I do. They talk so much about friendship and how to figure out friendships. How do you know if that guy's the one? All kinds of. It was so good. But anyway, they were in Dallas for a wedding. And so they're like, hey, we're going to get in time to go pick up JB with you. I was like, great. So we're going to surprise him. And generally speaking, when he sees Kate anytime, he goes nuts. But then you add Molly and he's all in. So we pull through the little drive, you know, the carpool thing. And he gets in and he sees them both. And he's like, hi. And he's doing this, like, think dry heave motion, like, you know, that dry heave thing.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, my stomach. Oh, it's so icky. And like not even acknowledging, Kate and Molly are looking at each other like, what's up? And I said to JB, I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, no, no, my stomach's so icky. I go, what? Okay. And he goes, there was blood all over the cafeteria floor. What? I mean, huge. There was blood everywhere. Or it could have been fruit juice, but there was blood.
What? Poor JB, what?
We're going to stop you at the fact it could be fruit juice. What? I tell you, that kid, we were rolling. We're like, what in the world? And Kate's like, how much blood? Like, was there a body next to it? Like, what are we talking about? Anyway, anytime your kid gets in the car and is dry heaving and it could be blood or fruit juice, you don't know what to do with that. And that was that. So really, no.
So he was fine.
He got over at some point. We tried to, and so we're like, Kate's like, do you want to go get ice cream? He's like, Kate, I'm going to throw up here. And he's so indignant. I'll tell you in Super Trackers what it was because it actually involves someone else's HIPAA. And so I'll tell you in Super Trackers what actually was. We were making fun of him. I mean, the whole weekend we made fun of that kid. We're like, Jimmy, like, let's have a fact check if it's fruit juice and we're not going to dry heave. all the things.
It might have been marinara, but I don't know.
I don't know. It could be a lot of things, but anyway.
Salsa got spilled, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, my gosh. So anyway, but it was fun having them in. They were here for a wedding. We had the best time. I was able to get past the hairspray and get some spray tan on me.
Okay, good.
You know, it's just the thing about weddings. You kind of obsess over what to wear because now they tell you what to wear, like in their little theknot.com/whomever. And it's like, please wear pastels. Please wear.
Are you serious?
Oh, they have dress code. Like, I mean, what? I'm sure they're not going to throw you out, but yeah. One of them I went to, it was like long dresses only. And somebody didn't read it because every single person was in a long dress except this one lady. And I wanted to be like, lady, it's a new day. You have to read their thing. And it's a good friend of Kate's.
You think that's just a Dallas thing?
Maybe. This one's a really good friend of Kate's and I adore her. But I will say, she would laugh at this if I said this to her face, and I'm sure she doesn't listen. But she was like, the dress code thing said basically full length gowns to middies. I'm like, okay, well, see, that's a, or cocktail. I'm like, okay, basically just wear what feels good today. I don't know. But anyway, we had fun at the wedding.
So what'd you go with?
Who'd I go with? My husband. I didn't take a
day. What dress did you wear?
Kind of a midi, longer type. It's really not midi on me because I'm short, but, and then there at the wedding, you know, they had all the dancing and, you know, Mike and I'll go out there and dance with these kids and, we just had the best time. They served the cake early. What else can you ask for at a wedding? Early cake, a little bit of dancing. And then their getaway car was Kate's Jeep. And so they wanted the top off of the Jeep. And so we have to go through the whole process. Well, back to the fact Dallas is horrid and torrential and muggy and disgusting. So Kate, they do these venues, these kids, right? They're all at the venues. They don't do the church and the reception and the parlor, guys. So we drive out to the venue.
Punch and nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. They had the nuts and the
napkins. What I'm saying is that's all like, my sister got married when I was 5 or something. And all we had was like a punch fountain and some mixed nuts and the cake. And then she left straight from the church.
And you just go about your way.
And you go on your honeymoon.
So these cuties wanted Kate's Jeep. And so Kate had to drive with the top off an hour to the venue that morning and then get ready. So, and I thought they haven't thought this through because in theory, this is real cute. Your veil's hanging out of the back of the Jeep and you drive off and all that. Well, two things. One, Kate's Jeep is the least reliable car we own. And all I can think is everybody's lined up with their bubbles and the bride and groom are going to run out. I'm like, oh, dear Jesus, let it start. Let it start. Let it start. And it did. By the grace of God, that thing started. But then the venue was down a dirt road. This girl had to get in there and they drive off in front of the beautiful venue and they take pictures. And then you turn the corner and she had to go like a mile and a half on a dirt road in a Jeep with the top off. I thought, in her wedding dress. I'm like, oh, bless.
Oh, that's going to need a good dry clean after.
Oh, it's going to need something. But it wasn't pretty. So that's what our weekend held. What else is that? What's new there? Anything else?
Not much new here. I mean, we did prom 2.0.
Yeah.
I can share in Super Trackers how that was another bust. Senior prom for the Mac Boys were 0-3.
Okay. Well,
as far as like experience, like they haven't, I'm just saying, you know, everybody builds it up. Like I even told Price before he was going to this last one, it wasn't his school. I said, for girls, this is second to a wedding. This is like in their head, senior prom. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, you need to make sure you take care of her, like treat her special. Cause he kind of had this, I'm doing her a favor energy.
Oh boy. That's exactly what you want in your day.
And I was like, no, let's have about, we treat her like a princess. This is her big day. Anywho, but I'll have to share more on Super Trackers, what happened there. So that's that. Also,
wait, can I ask you a real quick question? Was your senior prom good? Like, was it everything?
I didn't have a prom. We had a banquet.
Okay. You had a homeschool banquet.
But I do have very good memories. I felt very beautiful that night. I went with a boy that I had dated on and off all through high school, and we just had a positive, no drama experience. So that was good. I was with really good friends. So yeah, it was a good experience. But it wasn't a prom. Like it wasn't built up.
No, we've never called prom a banquet. So that was pretty self-evident.
Well, the other thing I had was back-to-back, at the same school, I had a welcome freshman thing for parents and kids.
Okay.
Next night, pick up your senior graduation tickets.
Oh, yeah.
It was a whiplash. It was a little bit like just starting, finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like blink of an eye. So I'm in that stage of wrapping up schools, but also starting new schools.
We were on a group thread yesterday, you and I, with some people talking out moms, and we were talking about, you know, your kids. And I go, by the time JB starts high school in 2030, about those posters they do for, you know, the promposal. I hope that one of my neighbors in the nursing home can make the poster with me, like the ones without Parkinson's can help me, and we can make the promposal for him for his date. But can I, if I
Here's
might.
Here's the good news though. Knox's graduation is 2030. So we will continue to have high schoolers for content for this podcast. We have solidified that for the next 8 years.
We're good to go.
Thanks to JB.
Did you want to know about my senior prom before we go to our next thing?
I do. Tell me about your senior prom. Was it a winner?
No. His name was Craig. And Craig, literally his name, if say you're in the 80s or early 90s without that, without saying it. So Craig and I dated tumultuously all through high school. He was not the kindest. Craig, I didn't know we were broken up for senior prom, but apparently we were because he asked one of my best friends to the senior prom. And so she said no, thankfully. She already had a date. But another girl that was a good friend of ours that had moved, she said yes, and they flew her in for a senior prom. So I don't have a date at this point. So his best friend asked me, I think it's a pity ask, but I'm going to leave it at this, everyone. I went to prom with someone else, and it was my revenge tour. I mean, I've never looked better, and I had a point to make, and not to the boy I was going with. And by the end of the night, guys, I was in the back. I nearly said the back seat. I was not. I was in the front seat of his car, Craig's car, making out.
What?
Cynthia. It was really not my best self.
Okay, well, I need to see pics of you.
Let's put pics of our senior prom pic. Could you put banquet pics out?
I will get my banquet pics.
And I will put my revenge tour pic. And by revenge tour, when y'all see it, you're going to be like, we could have tried harder, you know, but the hair, you know.
You know, it's the Cynthia confidence that I'm going to tell you. I think I know channeling's bad. I'm not talking about channeling like mystic. I'm not a Eastern mysticism person. I'm just saying, like, I was thinking of you when I was on Instagram and I saw a gal's art and I clicked on it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. I wonder how much it is. $6,000 for this painting. Wow. And my Cynthia confidence kicked in, and I thought, I can do that.
Watch me.
Mm-hmm. I can get a canvas right now, and I can straight up copy that painting.
And?
I haven't done it, but I just wanted you to know that when you talk about your stand-up career, I get it now.
You just have this moment. You're like, I think I could do that. I could
totally do that. And according to my mom, I can do anything.
Your mom said there's nothing you can't do. Meanwhile, I'm sucking my thumb with a blanket around town. I'll tell you what, I watched Nate last night again just for kicks because Mike's gone all week. Yeah. And I watched him and he was doing that. He was talking about the meter reading, you know, and how bin Laden was going to come and he had the lantern. And I was dying laughing. And I was like, okay, like I can do this. You just find a funny story from your past and then keep re-referencing it. I'm like, I'm good to go. I'm going to fill arenas.
Yeah. I believe it. Thanks. I also learned from a comedy podcast, a comedian, in fact. Her name is Amy Poehler. Have you heard of her?
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So she was doing her podcast. And after the guest left, I think it was the guy that plays Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec.
Okay.
She's telling a story and she's basically like, let's say I'm doing this.
Yeah. Not one person knows what you're doing. But
exactly.
Yeah.
She said, for those of you who listen, I just gesticulated.
Huh?
I'm sorry. What did you just do? You just what elated?
Huh?
Apparently there's a new word that as podcasters we could use.
Okay. I don't think I'm mature enough, but please, what is it again?
Basically, I'm gesturing and you can't see it. So I gesticulated.
Can you spell it?
I'm going to make sure I spell it right. Yeah. The definition is the act of making animated, dramatic, or excited movements with hands and arms while speaking to emphasize a point. Communicated nonverbally. Gesticulate. G-E-S-T-I-C-U-L-A-T-E-S.
Gesticulate. Oh, like a gesture.
Like a gesture.
I thought it started with a D. Okay, gesticulate.
Gesticulate. When she said it, though, I figured it out with context, but I just felt like I needed to let you know that this is a word. If you're doing a podcast and you're gesturing and you want to make sure the audience knows that you're gesticulating.
Okay, I'm going to text my kids right now and ask if they just gesticulated. I'm just going to ask them and see what they say. Why not?
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, I'm going
to
text
Did you right see now. One of our listeners wants us to do the thing where we text our kids and say, hey, the cops are looking for me. Can you just tell them I was with you? And see what each kid birth order wise, how they respond.
That's not like, bad.
One mom did it and like the firstborn's like, what? And, like calls and is like freaking out. The secondborn's like, okay.
Okay, I'm here for it. Yeah. The other night, back to all this, and we probably need to get to our soup, whatever they're called. The other night, though, after the wedding, the next night we did Kate's birthday, which as we're taping, today's Kate's birthday. Happy birthday,
Aww,
Kate.
That's so fun.
I know.
It's my sister-in-law's birthday, too.
23. 23 years ago, I was birthing. My canal was busy.
Okay, what time of day?
She was born at about 7. Mike was in trial. Shocker. And the
7 a.m.?
P.m. Mike was in trial. So I was C-sections. My kids were transverse, both of them. And so, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so the kids came over to celebrate her birthday. Like her friends were around. And so, and my friend Brandy and her daughter. And anyway, so we had started talking about lingerie parties because everybody's getting married and Kate's hosting all these things. And so they were asking, Molly was asking me, like, did you have a lingerie party? I was like, I don't know. I think we did them at like the bridal luncheon or what, the night before, or the bridal, what is that called? The bachelorette party. And so we were talking about that.
Like there was a bridal luncheon for your.
That's not what I meant. I meant the bachelorette party. I think we did them there. But anyway, so we're talking about that. And they were like, and I was like, you guys, I'm not kidding. I think I still have a bunch of it with tags on in this like drawer in my dresser. Like I have one of those 1980s Weirs. Rip Weirs, if you're in Dallas, you know what I mean. Where you pull out the very top, and there's like a little hidden drawer kind of. So we were just laughing about it. I'm like, I still think I have some with tags. So this was like the day before. So we get home that night, we're celebrating our birthday, and they're like, hey, can we go look and see? Let's go if you still have it. So we go down to my bedroom, my friend Brandy and me, and her daughter and Kate, Molly, and we shut the door and we open it. I start digging through this little drawer, and there's pictures like from our wedding. So I'm like, I guess not. And then I see fabric. I'm like, hold the phone, everyone. So I start pulling it out and we are dying laughing. And a lot of it's like kind of what the girls wear in weddings now. It looks like a slip, right? Yeah. And a long slip, a short slip. But then there's like, you know, some red, devil red thong looking thing that has a little pearl on the front. They're like, well, thank goodness for the pearl. That made it classy. But everything, all these have tags on, okay? And so then her friend Reagan, who's about to get married, is like, I kind of like this one. I'm going to try it on. And so she goes and puts it on and she comes back and she's like, well, in a horrible turn of events, this one didn't have tags on it. And they're like, no. And we're just dying.
Oh,
so anyway,
my stars.
Reagan was like, okay, can I have this one? I really do like it. I was like, sure. It's only been used a few times, Reagan. And
oh, no.
Don't think about that. And no. So we're laughing. So I'm going to wrap it for her bachelorette party that we get to come to a little part of it. I'm going to wrap it and take it. But anyway, Kate, as we're doing this though, one other thing on this, we're going through it. We're pulling it. There's some cheetah looking thing that's just ridiculous. And we're pulling them all out. And every once in a while you'd find one that didn't have a tag. And Kate's like, oh my gosh, I need therapy. Oh my gosh. Well, in the middle of this, because a lot of people were at our house for this little birthday gathering, in walks in at some point, my father-in-law.
No.
And he's like, I'm leaving. Mike walks in to get something. He's like, I don't even want to ask. Brett came in at some point. He's like, gross, you guys. I mean, everybody got full trauma from
the Well, they probably heard all the laughter and they're like, what is so funny?
25-year-old lingerie. There it was. Yeah. So I'm just curious if any of you have your lingerie from your wedding, and I don't mean you got married recently. We'd like to know if you could describe it or send us a picture. We're going to post it.
Not wearing it.
No, please, gosh, guys, don't wear it. Mine wouldn't fit, sadly, but that's a whole, that's another situation.
That's
so,
a whole other story. Rip the cockroach.
Rip the cockroach.
Okay, we thought we'd get sidetracked with Mother's Day gifts. So
we have so many on our list. Are we just going to do the top three and do the rest? And
I don't know. We'll just throw them out. Like, we don't have to go into them. But like, Cynthia, if Mike was listening and he had enough time between now and Mother's Day to make your Mother's Day amazing, what would be the first thing on your list that you would want?
I want to meet Joanna Gaines.
This is good.
I mean, good. I mean, you guys, that's where we are. So, but you want me to be real? I'm just going to start with that. What's your one that's not going to happen? Do you have one that's just not going to happen?
I want a raincoat outfit for my goose.
Okay, why is that so outlandish? I want to meet Joanna Gaines. For heaven's sakes.
I did feel like I missed a moment, and I should probably send this onto our Instagram reel stories. Is I need to do it today. People have dressed their gooses up like NSYNC because of the song "It's Gonna Be May," and it sounds like they're saying it's gonna be May. And they took ramen noodles to make the curly hair of Justin Timberlake, and they put like necklaces on and made him look like an NSYNC. That's how they dressed up.
That's the pretty cute.
See, I missed a moment. I have one day to do that.
You have one day, but that's pretty cute. The syncing up your goose. And I'm just going to say, let's say geese instead of gooses, but it's okay. We're gooses. Good. Okay. Well, okay. So you want a raincoat. Okay. Practically, like in real life, what do I want? I've got a few things. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to spit them out real quick. Okay. I want a nice candle, probably another volcano. I thought I bought one. I spent $40. It smells like death. I didn't know that the ones in that canister that we all love from Anthra or wherever, I didn't know they had more than one scent. I didn't smell it. It's not the Capri Blue or whatever it is we like. It smells like death. It's horrible. And so that's one. I would like a nice candle. I'm just giving things I don't necessarily spend on myself. Second thing, I'm going to give you three and then you can do your three. Is that okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Second one is there's this curling iron that Molly and Kate were using, and it actually keeps curl in your hair. It's like a wand, but like Kate's hair will not hold curl.
Like where you wrap it around like this?
You wrap it. And it comes, I think, with a Michael Jackson glove, but I don't know that you have to use it.
Okay.
And I linked it in here, and they swear by it. They're like, all the girls, Molly's, you know, in a sorority there in Texas. And she's like, we all use it. It's great. And it's $20 on Amazon. I would like that. Here's my third thing. This girl had on the cutest short necklace yesterday that I ran into. I linked it there. It's got a cross on it. And she's like, it's Amazon. It's like, and I'm looking at it, it's $14. And it's a short necklace with a cross. And it's
cute. A chain. It's a gold chain link, basically. The chunky paperclip kind of looking chain.
Yeah.
So cute. I love that. That is really cute.
It's really cute. And she's like, the thing is, she's like, I've had it a while. It hasn't turned green, but if it does, buy another one. And it's cute with your short necklaces. So
I like that.
So volcano candle, curling iron necklaces. What do you got?
Okay. Besides the raincoat, I need, I like these mesh ballerina flats. I think that I would wear those. They're my style. So I think I need those.
Don't say it that way. Like, clearly not yours, Cynthia.
Like, no, I'm saying like that is right in my zone of natural ingenue. It's like princessy, but like the natural fibers. I'm just saying.
What did you say mine was? The man majou or what was it mine? I can't wear those.
You didn't do it.
Oh, okay. Okay, those are cute. I love those. They're tan. They look like jellies, but they're mesh fabric.
Yeah. I'm hoping they wouldn't be sweaty, but oh well. A new set of hot rollers. I have been using the ones I had in college, and I feel like I need a plus up. So that's what I would want.
Yeah.
Okay. I think as far as like just life, if I could have the gift of not having to feed people all day, that would be great. Yes. Maybe a bonus craft weekend where I get to go this summer to the weekend retreat. That'd be fun. Maybe my dream would be for all of my boys to sit down and watch a chick flick and not make comments.
Oh, I like the comments. They make me laugh even harder.
Well, I want them to enjoy the goodness of it and not mock it.
Which one? Like, just throw out one that you're like.
I mean, I have gotten to show them You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, I love that one. But I love Crazy Rich Asians on a newer level. I mean, that's one of my faves.
I'll watch these on repeat, but anyway.
Okay. I like that. I had an experience to your point. I said I'd love a girls' trip. I would like to take a class like cooking or candle making or something with my family, or a trip to Broken Bow. We go there on occasion, and that's always fun. Those are. And then the only other thing I put on my list, which is only you guys listening could appreciate, but I think I would like some new undies from Soma.
Yeah.
I think I'm at that age now where I get the Soma undies, and I've decided that undies, you never really want to go pay for them, right?
No.
But I'd like to dump the drawer and start over. Yeah. And actually take them when I travel too. But I Soma, it's funny. I'm not bougie about, and not that Soma's bougie, you guys, but like to me, that feels like, oh, that would be a splurge to dump the undie drawer and go buy 20 pair of Soma undies.
It's like the amount, I mean, I think of jeans. If I'm going to wear jeans so many times, then it's like you take the-
Per wear.
What it cost you. Yeah, but the underwear. Bruce got me a bunch of Lululemon for Christmas.
Yes, yes.
Really like them. Really like them.
Must be nice.
I'm just saying it was a Christmas gift, but yeah. I think it's worth the investment because it changes your whole day. It's a better day. We have to go, but do you have an update on the grown-up field trips that you want to share?
I do. And I also want to tell you in Super Trackers, our Tracy sent a shoot. The camel toe is no longer a problem. We've got a bigger problem out there.
Oh, shoot.
And we're going to talk about it. I mean, the camel toe looks like something you will want to wear after I show you what's out now. So the grown-up field trip is officially planned, and it's and if you responded, you're darling, and we are going to do one for you guys if there's enough people. But we did plan it with my friends and their friends of friends, and we have quite a group that is planned for our big girl field trip. I can't say where it is. It's a big girl. It's called a grown-up field trip. But
I was gonna say, the big girl is good. I'm not
transportation.
I'm not
Transportation is now been managed, and I believe I know the venue where we're going. I'm not announcing it, but we're going to give it a run on June 22nd with my friends and Heather and people. And then
I'm not part of the My Friends.
My friends and Heather. And then and then I was thinking what we could do if we really think people are serious, we could set a date. And we'll do a Google Doc, and you can sign up for it, and we'll see. If we have enough people, then we will do one. I know a lot of you are from out of town. Whatever. We can figure that out.
I feel like this is a good beta run.
Agreed. We're going to try it once. We don't want you coming in from Indiana, and you're like, that was horrible. She took us to see the porch goose. And Soma.
Blue bonnets on the highway. I don't know.
We went to Soma. We went by and egged the
We're going to make it you lie down in a field, okay? That's true.
We're going to make it you lay in a field. We went and Cynthia used the curling iron, and we all stood on the vibration plate. Like, I don't know. We had to ride the cherry bomb. It'll be home this summer. Like, we want to do this right, you guys.
Yeah, we need to make it right. Okay.
I'm going to wear the pink dress on it, though. That's going to, on every one of them, I'm going to wear the pink dress because I'm like the tour guide, and I think I got to show up with my best.
And I do think people came up with the best name, Sidetrack.
T-R-E-K.
Yeah.
That was so good. You sent us that.
That's a sidetrack. I love that. Okay. Well, thanks y'all for joining us today. Happy Mother's Day to all who celebrate. And my heart goes out to if you don't have a great relationship with your mom and that's a hard thing for you. I totally hear you on that. Or if your mom has passed or if there's a lot of pain there, I totally get that.
Or
you're not a mom. I also just hope that you know people. And this is what I've seen with friends who don't have that good relationship or that relationship is over is they kind of invite themselves into other mom-daughter relationships and just enjoy your friend's mom and allow her to be your bonus mom. So just there's a lot of mentors out there that would love to be that for you. So that's my encouragement.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing. Do you know what would be a good Mother's Day gift to ask for?
What?
Super Trackers.
Oh, why did we not think about this hours ago?
No, I just thought of it, Heather. Yeah.
Okay, so go to sidetracked.supercast.com if you've been like, man, I really need more laughter in my life or behind the scenes or need, you know, just more. What did somebody say? It's like their go-to binge that they just re-listen to things. Like
you know
Gilmore
what we might
girls.
Do? You know what we might do? Heather's going to be like, don't say this. We're not going to do this. We might do this. For one person, we'll do a little drawing if that gets signed up for the Mother's Day. We might do a little cameo for you, a little video.
So are we doing that or are we not?
Sure.
So people between now and when, the next sidetrack, the next 2 weeks?
If you sign up in the next 2 weeks, we will do a we will draw one person and we are going to send you a cameo video. So sign up with the right name because if your husband doesn't, we're like, hey, Matt! Okay.
There you go. That's good. You heard it first. All right. Well, thanks y'all for listening to this long, long episode. I think you're great. Bye. Bye.